and delightful pastries made by Silver Creek's Swiss pastry chef.
Meteorologist Scott Oltoff will be here in 5 minutes with a look at weather. We have some rain and some chillier temperatures coming up. But first, AM 580 News. Here's Tom Rogers.
Thanks, Jay. Good morning. A national energy policy expert who visited the University of Illinois this week says tackling climate change and energy independence may lead to higher energy prices. Paul Portney is the dean of the Eller College of Management at the University of Arizona. He says, on the one hand, new energy technologies will be more expensive than conventional fossil fuels. On the other hand, Portney says a higher tax on gasoline could encourage people to switch to more fuel-efficient cars.
Once we recognize the budget difficulties that the country has in the long term, that taxing gasoline as a way to provide revenue so that we don't have to increase income taxes or taxes on savings, that taxing gasoline and things that we want to discourage will be seen as something that both helps us deal with an environmental problem and also a fiscal problem.
But Portney says incentives to conserve energy and protect the climate have to come from the markets as well. Portney took part in a panel on climate change policy yesterday at the U of I and was interviewed on yesterday's Focus 580 program. Talks have bogged down between union members and an 8-county cooperative that supplies teachers and services for children with disabilities. The Eastern Illinois Area of Special Education employs about 300 people. 29 school districts from Douglas County south to Effingham County use its services. But union members and administrators haven't been able to come to terms on a contract since talks began over the summer. The cooperative's director, Michael Alt, says the next round of bargaining will be done with a federal mediator. But it's not the first time that contract talks have had to resort to mediation.
I've been part of this process since we first bargained a contract back in 85, and we've always come to a resolution eventually. So, yeah, I'm confident we will again.
Alt won't say what's keeping the two sides apart, but union officials say salary and insurance have been sticking points. Teachers say they're among the lowest paid in the region. A state lawmaker says Illinois Governor Rob Blagojevich is only hurting himself by not releasing information on his expanded health care program. Blagojevich's Department of Health Care and Family Services rejected a Freedom of Information request from the Associated Press for numbers of participants in the broader family care program and how much it's cost. Administration officials haven't responded to repeated requests for comment. Bill Hain is the chairman of the Senate Insurance Committee. The Alton Democrat says Blagojevich should release the data to convince the General Assembly to go along with the plan. Lawmakers rejected Blagojevich's requests 3 times to expand health care. He proceeded anyway, and 2 state courts have told him to dismantle the program. Barack Obama's presidential campaign is charging the media big bucks for good views of his election night speech at Chicago's Grant Park. That's causing problems for some smaller news outlets, as Sam Hudzik reports.
Cheryl Morton Langston is director of the radio station at Columbia College. She says the school will have to pay the campaign about $900 for basic election night amenities.
It kind of threw me. I'm used to paying for a phone line, but not for a workstation.
To make up for the cost, Morton Langston says she'll have to trim her budget. The Obama campaign is reportedly only charging what it needs to break even. But that's no consolation for the publisher of Streetwise, a paper sold by the city's homeless. He says his staff will try to snag free press credentials, but those passes only give them access to a standing room section with a possibly obstructed view of the stage. I'm Sam Hudzik.
Danville's transition this week to automated garbage trucks is yielding high marks from both the city and residents. The vehicles are equipped with a mechanical arm to lift and empty new containers and require only one employee to operate. City officials say the trucks not only save time and avoid worker injuries, but free up staff for other duties like stormwater regulations. Meanwhile, some residents have praised the less noisy vehicles, which operate at an idle speed while making pickups. Bob Scott is the operations manager for Danville's Public Works Department. He says a requirement that all waste be confined to one container has resulted in another benefit.
I don't want to generate more garbage than my toter, so I am recycling more. And what they found nationwide is that kind of, when you go to a toter, an automated pickup, it does influence that and get people thinking more about recycling, which is important for all of us.
Vermilion County has a recycling center. Danville doesn't currently, but Scott says the city hopes to set up several drop-off sites in the next year. Residents who generate more trash than one receptacle will hold are required to contact the city for an additional pickup, but they're also encouraged to purchase an extra container. Our next report of AM 580 News is at 8:30 with headlines at 8:06. I'm Tom Rogers.
Music.
This morning's weather forecast is made possible with support from your locally owned Central Illinois IGA supermarkets, including your IGA stores in Leroy, Clinton, and Paxton. Hometown proud and encouraging you to join them in supporting public radio.
It's 7:35, and meteorologist Scott Olchoff joins us for another in-depth look at weather. Morning, Scott.
Good morning, Jay.
Man, I guess we're getting some seasonal weather here. I suppose those who are out doing their harvest could do without the rain.
Yep.
But, you know, there we are.
It's October.
Yeah, it is.
And isn't it toward the end of the month now already?
And we haven't really had all that much rain. Yeah. I know we've had a couple of, like, fierce rains, but we haven't had, you know, a lot of days of rain.
Right. We've had about 2 inches so far this month, and typically in October we have about 2.8 inches. So right about average for the month of October.
We should get about 0.8 over the next couple of
days.
That's
right.
Average out.
Unfortunately, it's been kind of a wet fall, so the ground is still saturated, and when we add some rain on top of it, it gets rather muddy pretty quickly, and it doesn't soak in very quickly. It'd be